Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful word we have here where we see, Father God, you encourage growth in your word, Father God, that we need to grow in Christ, grow in the kingdom, grow in our calling, our name written in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 12 to 14. Little children, I'm writing to you because your sins have been forgiven through Jesus' name. Parents, I'm writing to you because you have known the one who has existed from the beginning. Young people, I'm writing to you because you have conquered the evil one. Little children, I write to you because you know the Father. Parents, I write to you because you have known the one who has existed from the beginning. Young people, I write to you because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one.
Hallelujah. You know, when we see these words, we see in the ESV, it speaks about little children, young men, and then fathers. But many of the translations in that there, that fathers is also parents. So you see that the parents have been little children, have been young, and they have now grown up. And we know children don't wake up to their sins are forgiven. Children might have an awareness of the Father in their conscience, but I'm saying specifically because I believe this is a pattern of God. Jesus made disciples, and disciples then took the word out into the world and made more disciples. So this is the picture of disciples that start off small as a child, and you grow into a young man, and then into maturity. And so this is a picture here of John is speaking to his disciples. And the first thing the disciples need to know is that your sins were forgiven. And that word forgiven is lifted up and taken away. Why? Because the word says that your sins have been forgiven, moved away as far as the east is from the west. So it's never can't come together. It's taken away. It's dealt. It's lifted up and removed. Another word for forgiven is lifted up and removed. And that is the first thing. And you see the symbolism as well in before Jesus has his body broken, he takes bread and he breaks that bread and he gives it to his disciples. And he says, this is my body, which is broken for you. And then he gives them the cup to drink of, the wine. And he says, take this cup with thanksgiving towards God and drink it, because this is my blood of the new covenant poured out for many people for the forgiveness of sins. So that's the first thing we need to know. Some translation says that his sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. But it goes deeper, you can see in many other translations, in the depths of the scriptures. When you go look at it in the original writings, he says it's for his name's sake. But it's not just for his name's sake that your sins have been taken away. It's for your name's sake. It's for your family's name's sake. It's for your village's namesake, and it's for South Africa, Africa, and the world's namesake. Why? Because once your sins have been taken away, you can have the new birth. You're born again. You receive the kingdom, and you enter into the kingdom, and you see the kingdom, and you hear the voice of the Master, Jesus, that was here, that showed us a way from a baby to a young man to a father, and is now ruling and reigning. It's so beautiful, guys, when you understand this. When he gives that symbolism there, it's before he's going to be broken and he's going to pay for the sins of all mankind. But once that sin has been paid for all mankind, he sets free the captives and he enters into heaven and starts a new kingdom. Amen? The devil is put out of heaven, put down here on the earth, running around to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But then Jesus is ruling from that moment on to bring life and life in abundance. He has come to give us life and life in abundance. So it's so beautiful to know Jesus is ruling. The place that needed to be prepared was prepared in his death. He dealt with sin, and now in his life, he rules to lead us into righteousness. Amen. He is in his kingdom. Once we're born again in his kingdom, it's him that speaks, and we're in a kingdom that cannot be shaken, but it's shaking all the other kingdoms. So that's the reality of where we are now. Jesus done everything for us, and we are now drinking the new wine of the new covenant in the kingdom with Jesus. It's not something one day pie in the sky. It's a reality. His mercies are new every morning. So guys, wake up. Sin has been taken away so we can be born again in the kingdom, in relationship. The king is ruling in righteousness. The prophetic scripture is Isaiah 32. And he's ruling with those that listen to him, look to him, look to the head from which you are nourished. And then because he's a river that nourishes you, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, you can be a river in this land, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Because daily he is motivating you with newness of life. Amen. Where you're tapping into the river of life. And this river is flowing from your heart to your mind, to your attitudes and actions, and into your life and out into the world. So be blessed. Arise and shine. The goodness of the Lord is here. He fills heaven and he fills the earth and he fills those that have humbled themselves and called on the Lord and stay humble and calling on the Lord with a gentle spirit and drawing close. And then he is drawing close and he's bringing about his wonderful new covenant, his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.